days are done.
I'm all set here, Jennifer.
Me too.
Looks like another good day has begun. Jennifer and Doug's take on the news as we get started Monday the 15th of October. The Ides of October are upon. But I'll tell you, I'm sure of who I'm voting for now.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Absolutely positive. I've made the right decision to vote for Mitt Romney since Lindsay Lohan says she's going to vote for him, too.
You know, I know. It's always good to have these key endorsements for the candidates.
She thinks unemployment is the big problem now. And so she has decided. She voted for Obama, she said before. I wonder how many people really are in that same place. People who voted before.
There was so much excitement around President, well, not then President, but Barack Obama when he ran the first time.
Right.
You know, and now we'll see. We'll see if he can rekindle it.
I don't think so, but that's nice of you to suggest it anyway.
Fair and balanced.
That's it, right. 800-510-8255. I don't know how many of you know this. Big news today from the world of golf. Golf balls not made of wood, as they were earlier. First golf balls made, the so-called feather ball, introduced in the 17th century. You know, golf has been around that long?
I did not know that.
I think in the Roman Empire, they played golf. You know that?
Mm-mm.
The first balls were boiled feathers compressed into a hole left in a stitched leather cover.
Oh.
And then, 1848... cheaper gutta balls.
Is that why they called it a birdie?
Maybe.
Made with feathers?
You know, I saw something last night as I was falling off to sleep. I had the Discovery Channel on, and they showed on the farmer program how to kill a chicken.
Oh.
And it so disgusted me.
That's gross on the Discovery Channel?
I don't know. Where's the Farm Channel? Isn't that on Discovery or one of those channels like that?
There is a farm channel called RFD TV.
No, that wasn't on RFD. Yeah, I know RFD. No, it wasn't RFD. Anyway.
That's gross.
Yeah, very gross. Extremely gawos, as is said. So, Mr. Bumgardner, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Did you watch that yesterday?
I watched not the... it was on streaming live.
Yeah.
Millions of people watched it as this guy jumps from a plane. You did. So what did you think as you watched?
Well, they actually had it on CNN. And what was so killer, because I didn't do the online streaming thing where you could have seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually have the camera up where you can see him standing, getting ready to plummet.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And I almost had a panic attack for him. Like, tinkled in my pants. I can't imagine. And then they cut the feed because they didn't know if he was going to make it or not, and they didn't want to show him die. And so for that 5 minutes, you're waiting, and all they're showing is his mother's face and, like, all the drama.
Yeah.
When he landed, I have to say I was very happy for him. I thought he was still stupid, but I was happy for him.
Yeah.
And he landed on his feet.
Yeah, he did. I thought he did pretty amazing.
And he was claustrophobic. Can you imagine being claustrophobic and going up in that balloon?
No.
Oh.
That wouldn't be. But anyway, he was falling at basically the speed of sound, and he broke the sound barrier as a human being. I mean, just not with anything around him.
And unrattled, which is amazing.
Yeah. Freezing. Imagine how cold. It's like 70 below zero up at that height. He had a special suit designed to withstand the freezing temperatures and the low oxygen levels. At one point in time, he said that his face mask or goggles or whatever were fogged up. And he seemed to almost be, if you follow, there were planes that could get a close enough look at him. That's how you could follow him pretty much all the way down. But when he just dropped onto the New Mexico desert, he put his hands up as if, I don't know, what was... Your interpretation, thank God, or I made it, or what did you... What
My
was your...
interpretation was thank God, but I mean, there has to be that elation, you know. I mean, I thought the reason it was kind of cool, call the guy crazy, call the project crazy, but, you know, who does that kind of stuff anymore? This is like the ultimate world record setting. I mean, it's like, it was cool to watch science unfold. It was, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Glad it wasn't a suicide mission. That would have been really, really disappointing.
So, as a sort of comparative, on this date in 1997, Air Force pilot Andy Green drove, or you could say so, maybe piloted the first land vehicle at the Black Rock Desert, Nevada testing ground. He broke the sound barrier at 763 miles an hour. But he was, and by the way, this was out in the open, 1997. There was no, he had a, one hand to hold his hat on. It's a pretty impressive feat that he was in a car, but now Baumgartner has done the same thing without being in anything except a suit.
I know.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I thought it was very cool.
Did you see how much he twisted at the beginning in the recreation?
Yeah, imagine. I think maybe the thing to do when you're thinking about this is put yourself in his position. Can you, in fact, even put yourself in his position? I think that's thinking about whether I would ever do that. Would you ever do that?
You know who, more than him, I actually, and this is weird because I don't have kids yet, but I was so riveted on his mother. I mean, watching his mom, I was teary. And, you know, knowing that you're proud of your son for doing what he wants to do on his own terms and yada yada, but still knowing that there's a huge chance he's not coming back. Mm-hmm. I mean, just watching those range of emotions. I mean, the poor thing must be sleeping for 2 weeks. She must be exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I think he should be pleased with himself, proud of himself. She should be proud of him. Nothing wrong with that. 800-510-8255. So maybe we have two or three different questions that I would like to pursue on our Twitter and or Facebook page. One of them has to do with whether or not you watch this fellow, Felix Baumgartner, break the sound barrier, do his skydive, and what you thought of it, and maybe could you put yourself in that position? That'd be number one. And number two has to do with whether or not you watched the Endeavor travel through the streets of Los Angeles this weekend. I will tell you, I have...
It was craziness. Did you get to see it?
I did, in fact, get to see a little of it. Down yesterday morning, I was up early, so I was nosing around and went over, sort of got as close as I could. And the thing that fascinated me was how they have measured this thing. And they were going through, we're trying to find some of the pictures. I got some pictures from some people I'm trying to post, or I'm trying to get them posted. The pictures were great of this thing. And the enthusiasm people had was great. It was a very good American moment, I thought, Jennifer, frankly. Anyway, this thing, the Endeavor going through the streets of a part of Los Angeles that, you know, it's not the best part of town, let's put it that way. And the way they maneuvered the thing around, they were going inch by inch as they came through. Was that Little Compton? I think it was Little Compton. Wasn't it?
That's funny. I didn't even know there was a place called Little Compton.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, anyway. So they're coming through this sort of village. And the Endeavor is wider than the space that it has to go through. So you see guys jumping on a platform truck to cut some trees down. And they took down a light pole because it was 4 inches too wide to get by the light pole. So they took the light pole down. And
so is that why it took so long? Because I was wondering why it took the extra day.
Yeah, no, it took so long because they had to take street signs down, had to take light poles down, they had to cut some more trees. But you look at that thing coming through, there's some video of it, I'm sure there has to be someplace. Of the thing.
It was all over Facebook for me.
Yeah, pulling it through this little village and basically, it was almost too wide to go through the village. It just made it. And the way they moved it inch by inch was, I thought it was fascinating, frankly.
So you actually got to see it. Where did you see it?
Over on that side of town. It was dark when I was over there.
Oh, you were up really early then.
I was up very early.
Why didn't you call me? I was actually up early, too.
Why didn't you call me?
I did call you yesterday.
When?
Yesterday.
Oh, you did call me. Yeah. But you didn't call me to tell me that. No, that's okay.
Well, usually I don't call. When I'm up early, I don't go, hey, everybody, I'm up
everybody
early.
Everybody else should be up too.
Because then you become the people everybody hates.
I went to see Argo. I went actually to see, my Los Angeles tradition is to sometimes see a couple of movies on a weekend. Argo is the new Ben Affleck movie about rescuing.
Was it any good?
I thought it was quite good. I like him. Just generally speaking, I like him.
He's found his niche as a director, that's for sure.
But my son and I were talking about this yesterday. Some of the people who back these movies hesitate for a while before he convinces them to, because he always wants to be in them. He wants to direct them, but he wants to be in
them
as well. Yeah, listen, he's all right as an actor. 800-510-8255. Jennifer and Doug with our take on today's news. Can you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks by just going on a diet? Probably the answer to that is N-O, no. But, folks, with the help of a product called Axia, A-X-I-A, Axia 30, you will. You'll have good luck using Axia 30. It's a new breakthrough antioxidant waste loss. Well, I guess if you're losing weight,
you'll lose your waste.
You'll lose your waste as well. The ingredient that's in Axia 30 has been shown in clinical studies to help both men and women lose up to 30 pounds in 12 weeks, all while eating a balanced diet of 1,850 calories a day. And if you're not listening correctly, I'll say it again. Axia 30 help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. The average weight loss in the study was 30 pounds for both men and women. No nasty side effects. Axia 30 is a new frontier in weight loss science, and it is science. This is not just some product that's thrown on the market. This has been tested in all kinds of situations. That's why Dr. Ken and people like that who like what they call evidence-based. They have evidence-based studies. They hang their hat on that. This is an evidence-based scientific study that shows that Axia 30 in 12 weeks will take care of those 30 pounds or however much you want to lose. You can get it now by dialing 800-525-8345. 800-525-8345. Sounds like a good idea to you. It is a good idea. And you can get a bottle of it risk-free. As a matter of fact, get a free bottle when you buy a one-month supply. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Tremendous weight loss results backed up by science for both men and women. Full 90-day money-back guarantee and a free month supply when you call now to order Axia 30 at 800-525-8345.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
An odd story. You might have seen this on the news. A man in Pennsylvania tried to rob a bank of $1. He went in to rob the bank of $1 because he hoped to be sent to the federal prison nearby where he could get medical care and meals. Well, the plan did not work out. Turns out the bank just gave the man $1 and then hit him with a $5 withdrawal fee.
Hey, I want to wish a happy anniversary to Bill and Hillary Clinton, who got married 37 years this week. Yes. And I was like, 37 years, how do you do it? And Bill was like, we don't.
I might need you to lay that one on me again.
And the question was asked to Bill Clinton, how do you do it after they've been married for 30
years? Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it.
Phew. Get it.
Thanks for that. Yes.
There's a story floating around today.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we acknowledge the passing of Gary Collins, the actor and television host who passed away.
Yeah.
He's only 74.
He was young.
Didn't he have some run-in earlier this year? Because he was sick, he was drunk, I think, too.
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he'd had that sort of hanging over him. That's too bad. Lindsay Lohan, we already talked about her supporting Mitt Romney. What about Mom and Pop? Mom, Pa, Kettle. There's news about both of them, and I know all the people listening want to know what your spin on that is, Jennifer.
Well, absolutely. Michael Lohan has now come out and said that he is livid with Lindsay for siding with her mother, Dina, after their big fight last night in which Lindsay called Michael and said that Dina was on cocaine, called her the devil, said that she was dead to her. Michael actually taped the whole conversation and leaked it to TMZ, which made Lindsay just go crazy, call TMZ herself to deny what she had said. And Michael feels that this is just a manipulation by Dina to control Lindsay, and that Dina's using Lindsay to cover her tracks. So he says, I know Lindsay loves me. I love her very much. And he doesn't seem too worried about this latest rift. Now, Dina apparently is in debt. That's what this whole fight started about. Lindsay had lent her mom $40,000 to save her house from foreclosure. Well, now, according to the New York Post, Dina actually owes $1.3 million to a variety of creditors, including a business associate, a BMW dealership, a divorce attorney, yada, yada, yada.
Why do we need to know that?
Well,
I don't think
we need to know that, but I think the fight was about money, so then they started nosing around to see what kind of money Dina actually owed.
Do you owe anybody any money?
Do I? I don't think so.
Really? You don't have a mortgage? You have a car?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I thought you meant like people, like we don't.
I mean, I have plenty of debt.
I would say the two people I owe money to are my house and my car.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically what, there was an attorney in there someplace listed. So I wish all I owed was $1.3 million.
Nice.
Frankly. So under the circumstances, I don't get it. I really don't get all of this stuff. It just is amazing. All right, here's something else that's floating around. And I wonder if this is trending on Yahoo or what we have. I know we don't have it because I haven't introduced it on the air yet. There's a story floating around, and apparently it's been under, it's sort of those subculture conspiracy stories that just now is surfacing about the Vatican hiding evidence of UFOs and alien life. They have embalmed in the basement of the Vatican, apparently, an alien. It's like a mummy, you know, it was in the pyramids. The mummified remains of a space agent came to Earth and went to the Vatican and died. And they embalmed his body and put it in the basement of St. Peter's Basilica. How many people? I think that we ought to check that out in Snopes or someplace. Meanwhile, what else is, right. what's trending on Yahoo?
Taryn Manning is trending number one right now. Taryn is an actress and was arrested yesterday for assaulting, allegedly, her makeup artist. Trending at number two right now, Oprah Winfrey is bringing back her Favorite Things episode to the Oprah Winfrey Network. Everybody's all about that. Three, Roswell, New Mexico, for obvious reasons, with the big jump. Four, Alfonso Ribeiro, the star, TV star, he got married over the weekend. And number five, Bill Clinton. He was making fun of Mitt Romney.
28 after the hour.
Yes.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It may seem impossible, but there's actually some good news in the airline industry. U.S. Airlines scored record marks in the first half of this year, according to the Department of Transportation. Now, here's what it all means. Every month, the airlines submit reports to the Department of Transportation that actually tracks their on-time performance, complaints, baggage incidents, and other data. Between January and June of this year, the 15 largest airlines in America posted an 83.7% on-time arrival. That's the highest arrival score since the DOT began tracking this data 18 years ago. Of course, it didn't take into account the debacle of the American Airlines on-time performance in the second half of this year. You know what hasn't improved? The number of passengers who got bumped from flights, both voluntary and involuntary. You know why that is? With fewer flights, you got more people competing for fewer seats, airlines are full or oversold, you do the math. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Well, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The amazing Doug Stephan way to start the day. Jennifer and Doug with our take on the news of the day during this hour, overviewing as many things as we can that you may or may not have been connected to. We were talking about Mr. Bumgardner and his dance out of that capsule for 23, 24 miles straight down. And then I mentioned that on this date in 1997, Andy Green drove a land-based vehicle at the speed of sound. But what I didn't tell you is that on this day, this is really very interesting how all these things have fallen on the same day or within the same sort of 24-hour period, Jennifer. Chuck Yeager, on this date in 1947, was the first Air Force test pilot to break in the X-1, the experimental aircraft. He broke the sound barrier and flew at the speed of sound, 760 miles an hour, something like that.
Fast, I think is what they call it scientifically.
But what people didn't know about Yeager, and this is why he so much epitomized the right stuff, 2 days before he became the first person to fly faster than sound, he broke two ribs falling off his horse. So, this is a true story. Afraid of being taken off the mission, he kept his injury a secret. He wrapped himself up with a broom handle. He wrapped himself up with a broom handle to keep his ribs straight and went into the X-1 and piloted it to the record, breaking the sound barrier, a broom handle. He had in his chest to keep the ribs straight.
Dedication.
There
That's
is a
sure.
tough guy. A tough guy.
Rub some dirt on it and put yourself on a broom handle and let's
go. Exactly. 800-510-8255 connections are. So I asked you what was trending on Yahoo. What do we have from Facebook and Twitter that folks are on to at, what is it, facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Good Day on Twitter? What's all that stuff shaking out to be?
Well, we're asking people right now, did you watch Felix Baumgartner make his jump and break the sound barrier? What did you think? So you can chime in now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Last weekend on Friday, we had kind of a fun topic. If you could have a superhero, a superpower, what would it be? Elizabeth said, I would get rid of Obama. Oh, and Biden. Ken said he would like to fly. Zachary said he'd like to see through lies. Yumi said to become invisible. Brian said to make other people disappear. Bill said the ability to conjure up cash. That'd be a fun one. Betty said to stop time when the grandkids are visiting. Very cute. Walter said to get the communists out of the White House. Justin said, I'm going to use the power of copying other people's superpowers. Interesting. Melanie said mind control. Patrick said being a huge comic book nerd, he'd be Spider-Man. Chris said to be a super cool morning talk radio guy like Doug Stephan. There you go. Loretta said, I would have the power to grant fat people the thin gene. Andy said to be in many places at the same time. And Malia said teleportation.
Really?
It's kind of fun.
I'm fascinated, as you can tell. I keep going back to these records and this guy, Bumgardner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was at 128,000 feet, which is the, that's where the...
was it a 25 miles off of...
Just a little more.
In space, yeah.
24 point something, which is where the Concorde used to fly. So that's how high up he would. Remember, the Concorde used to fly from New York to L.A., or well, actually it did for a while, and they stopped.
In like 4 minutes.
No, it wasn't that. This is, you remember, people probably don't remember, in the late 70s when the Concorde started flying, it went all over the place. It went from New York to L.A. when it first started, New York to London, London to St. Petersburg, Johannesburg. There were four or five destinations for the first of the supersonic airliners. And then everybody got upset because when the thing would take off out of JFK and head west, it would break the sound barrier, and it scared people. So they stopped it from flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, which it could do in 2 hours and like 40 minutes or something, half the time. And the same thing is true. But when you go out over the ocean, it didn't bother anybody, so that's why they left it from New York to London. When it took off in London, people loved it. They all knew. They took great pride. And,
yeah, in the pop.
Yeah. The Air France had three of them, I think. They used to use them from Paris to Boston, Paris to New York, and I think Paris to someplace in Brazil, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it was just interesting as to how all of that stuff changed.
You know why this guy did this jump, right?
Was he paid? I don't really know.
Well, I mean, he broke
three different records that he wanted.
Well, he broke records, and Red Bull obviously sponsored it, and so I'm sure he made some money, and he'll be famous now. But part of the reason, I mean, the science behind it is they're talking in the very near future about space travel, about actually being able to take commuter flights up to wherever and float around a little bit.
Yeah.
And so this was done actually as a safety precaution to see if there was a problem, if one of those space flights actually broke up. If you could jump out and survive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's what that was really, that was the underlying experiment, is that you can.
I read somewhere that NASA had designed this. This was going to help them with better and stronger space suits for astronauts. So they were in on the design of the outfit he was wearing. Did you hear that?
I had heard that they were in on the design, yeah.
Right. All right, so
but I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, I actually thought of you because I know you really want to take one of those flights, and I thought, here we go. This is safety for my Dougie, so there you have it.
At some point in time, that's exactly what I want to do. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. An undercover sting by the police in New York and the Special Narcotics Division has revealed a booming business for drug dealers who advertise on Craigslist.
What?
You believe that? Police arrested 21 people this weekend. 63 separate drug purchases were made responding to brazen ads for bundles of dope.
Wow.
And open ads for Adderall, Xanax, or OxyContin. One ad offered a friendly student who can offer pain relief and anxiety relief, easy, non-sketchy, straightforward meeting.
Wow.
That's what really stands out.
That is so brazen, isn't it?
The openness, the blatant approach. The wording was such that you knew it was illegal. They looked on Craigslist and saw this and knew that this was a drug deal. Number of prescriptions for Adderall and OxyContin skyrocketing, up 100% over the last couple of years. Clearly, a major increase in the use of prescription drugs. That is what they're theorizing, Jennifer, is that so many people are getting these things written, doctors are falling for it or are there in collusion, so that the stuff can be sold illicitly on the open market. So, apparently, there were 40 arrests in this overall. They were 21 in New York City itself, and then the greater New York area, a total of 40 of these. And apparently, this is something that is happening in cities all across the country. If you look on Craigslist, you can see ads selling Adderall in Los Angeles, $8 a pill. In Philadelphia, buyers go online. Study aid needed with something. Willing to pay well in a Craigslist ad. And let's see here. I'm looking at some of these other ads. Bundling Adderall prescriptions as study aids. Grab all 20 for $275. Good God.
Ugh.
Jeez.
That hard to get them going to a doctor and just doing it the legitimate way?
I would have thought it would be. Good heavens. Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. Wow.
800-510-8255.
That whole underbelly of life surprises me. I know I'm so naive, but it just really does. It totally shocks me.
All right, let's have some good news.
Okay, I like
that. Over the weekend, a couple of dogs that were lost were found. I always love this. The story, I'm trying to find this lady's name, and I remember seeing it, but I don't remember. Story of two dogs who over the weekend, this lady was at a conference, and the dogs somehow or other got away from her, and then she was obviously crestfallen because her dogs, somebody had let them out of the room. I don't know what the story was, but I know they both disappeared. And for a week she was looking for them, and over the weekend they were returned back to her.
Hmm.
And this is sort of an interesting, I mean, I don't know the specifics. The dogs wandered off, yada, yada. She's now going to fit them with these GPS collars. But the fact that a lot of people in the community where she was went and spent days and days looking for these dogs, I just thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool. I like it.
Yeah. So there you go. Good ending to a story. I mean, how often do you see it? Is it remarkable? Is that story remarkable? No, not really. It's just kind of cool.
But it's feel-good.
Yeah, it's a feel-good thing. 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, California boy, according to the story at DougStephan.com today, wanting to do something after his mother's best friend died from breast cancer. So this young boy set up a lemonade stand. Now, when you hear these stories these days, you think, uh-oh, the police shut him down. Well, that wasn't the case here. He has continued for 9 years, going into the first part of October, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He has continued with the tradition, and so far he's raised $80,000 for breast cancer research.
That's cool.
$80,000. So that story is at DougStephan.com. Also, in support of October being the month that people wear those pink ribbons. They aren't really they're ribbons, but what's the design? It's kind of like it's half of
it. It's a pink ribbon. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Anyway. So farmers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, have started growing pink pumpkins, and they're selling them to raise money for breast cancer research as well. Pink pumpkins.
I would still buy one of those, by the way.
You want to visualize it? You can check out the story at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education?
You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech, stock symbol RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, so these jobs for vets, amazing how many people are applying. Help yourself. Try it out. You're a vet. You want to go to this website. It's an amazing reality, amazing find. All right, so we're at, about 12 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Derek Jeter fractured his ankle.
Yeah, big trouble for the Yankees.
Detroit Tigers, and will be out for the remainder of the playoffs. Suffered the injury trying to make a play in the 12th inning of that game.
Yep.
Matter of fact, he'll be out of commission for probably the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, he's done for at least 3 months.
Right, so he'll be waited on hand and foot by the hottest wound.
Yeah, but you know what's sad is he's the one reason to like the Yankees, so it's kind of a bummer. Go Detroit, now that my two teams. It's so sad. I was going for the Nets, and I was going for the Orioles, and they're both out. So now it's got to be I've got to go Detroit, I think.
All right, so the poll today at DougSteffen.com asks which baseball team you're rooting for as it's down to the final four. Is it A, Detroit? B, the Yankees, boo. C, the Giants. D, the Cardinals. So Detroit, New York, San Francisco, or St. Louis are the choices in our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Over the weekend, we asked, because of the news from the Postal Service about this stamp that they've released that you can buy for $1.10, I think it is, and use it to ship mail anywhere around the world. What do you still use the Postal Service for? 39% said some of the things we had suggested. 16% said they just got junk mail from it, but 12% greeting cards, 19% for bills, 6% for charitable contributions, 7% said magazines. That's the scoop here at the DougSteffen.com website.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Get some useful information on the air. Now, that's about to say what we've been discussing all hour isn't useful.
Come on, we've been here all hour.
That may not have come out the way I wanted it to come out. But at any rate, useful information in part from Shelley Palmer, who is our technology expert. We have him talking about the ability of technology to enable you to do things that you couldn't do otherwise. What would be some examples of that? We'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable. And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the most inspiring uses of technology is giving people the ability to do things they couldn't do otherwise. One example is how the unsighted community has benefited from several new gadgets and apps over the past few months. An app called Braille Touch was developed earlier this year, which redefines the touchscreen keyboard into a system similar to guitar chords, allowing the visually impaired to text up to 32 words per minute. Then, in July, a smartphone for the blind was launched, featuring a voice-assisted touchscreen and a bunch of apps that help people accomplish everyday activities like catching a bus or reading printed text. Most recently, a new app was developed that helps identify and count dollar bills using your smartphone's camera. The denominations and amounts are then read aloud in a Siri-like voice. With so many advancements occurring in such a short period of time, it's exciting to imagine what the future may hold. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
On average, one out of five of you suffer from the flu every year, and every year it's responsible, the influenza outbreaks, for approximately 226,000 hospitalizations here in our country. So this actress, best known for her role as Dr. Elliot Reed on the TV show Scrubs, wants to encourage all of you to get a flu shot this year and every year.
We're all faces of influenza and are at risk of contracting and spreading the flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends influenza vaccination for everyone 6 months of age and older. This means nearly everyone should be vaccinated this and every year. Mother and actress Sarah Chalk has joined the Faces of Influenza campaign to urge all family members to get vaccinated and to help protect themselves against the flu and spreading this serious disease to others who may be even more vulnerable.
To help keep my young son and family protected from influenza, I make sure we all get our flu shots every year.
Influenza vaccination is safe and effective and the best way to help prevent the flu. There are vaccine options available for every age, children, adults, and seniors. Speak with your healthcare provider to learn about the vaccine option that's right for you and your family this flu season. For more information, visit facesofinfluenza.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Sanofi Pasteur.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.